secretive spy planes.
Evil aliens living inside of the middle of the Earth.
Disappearing astronauts in the 1960s.
What could possibly go wrong?
Welcome to Ninjas or Butterflies.
Let's go, baby. This podcast is brought to you in power by Sunday Cool. Watch this.
Or listen.
Yeah.
Wow.
What? The last time we ever met.
Why is it only sometimes echoing?
Gotta be loud.
But if
no, the reason why you keep on dying. And the hurt doesn't go, but the pain don't go. Strangers are you and me. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord.
Flagged.
Oh, Lord.
If that gets flagged, then...
Hey, thank you. Mr. Collins.
Hey, call me Phil, because I'm Collins. It
actually worked out really
that
good.
That was really good. You didn't know where it was going to go?
No.
Because I'm Collins it right now.
Oh.
What were you guys told that song was about?
The murder and the crowd.
A man drowning and him not helping.
Yeah, and he invited him to the concert.
Wait, what?
That's what the song's about, and then he invites the guy that did it to the
concert. I thought it was like he like murdered his daughter or something.
No.
That's what I was told.
His best friend drowned when he was a kid, and there was someone near him, and they didn't save him. And apparently he found out who that guy was and invited him to the concert and sang it at him.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know if that's true, though.
I don't want to be on Phil Collins' bad side. I feel like he has a very small bad side. Like, he's a great person overall.
Yeah.
But then you go, dude, imagine just finding out, like, you're the guy that Phil Collins is mad at. The one guy in the world that Phil Collins hates.
Oh, my gosh.
I would not like that.
It would feel so bad.
I told you guys this.
I swear to you, there's another story, and maybe I'm the only person in the world that believe this, but I'd actually be interested to hear what they have to say.
Yeah.
That his daughter was murdered.
No. His daughter's living.
Would you let me tell a story?
Okay.
I think her name is Lily.
I'm just telling. Lily, her name I know. Lily. I know she's alive, but I thought there might have been another daughter.
Go ahead.
And that she was murdered, and he invited the killer to the concert and sang it looking at him.
So it's sounds like you a just similar heard, it's story.
Like secondhand news kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like you heard it, and you're like, I'm pretty sure this is a story you just told, right? Like, no. Were you listening?
Similar. Not
and
the
Marilyn
same.
Marilyn Manson.
Was Phil Collins' daughter.
Was Phil Collins' daughter.
Marilyn.
Yeah.
Dude, I saw like, did you see how they used to do makeup for black and white movies?
No.
They didn't do it like just normal makeup because like certain colors pop with black and white. And so like they had to wear like bright green lipstick and stuff and like crazy eyeshadow. Like, so like they didn't like look normal apparently, which I'm fine with.
Oh.
But it is kind of a neat thing.
Wow, hey,
before
so
we get started.
Yeah. Oh, here we go, baby. There we go. Grip strength.
Grip strength test.
Let's see what it looks like.
Should we do it in kilograms?
Yep.
Psych.
Get it out of here.
Okay, ready?
All right, come on, baby. You got this. Your record is 12.
Come on. You got to want it.
For the listeners, he's bright.
124.
120.4.
Whoa, that made me really late.
I was going to say, you're bright red.
All right, you ready?
Oh.
Here we go.
Oh, that's good. You know that's good.
Yeah.
130.8. Not my best. Here we go.
This is going to be awful.
Oh, gosh.
Come on, Mr. Buck.
That's terrible. Where is it? Yeah, 107.
All right, your turn.
Don't laugh.
What if it's like 250, 250?
108.
Yeah. Yeah, all you got to beat is 107, so please.
You guys, I've been working out. Okay.
She's at
come
the
on.
Grade.
He's at the...
Oh, my gosh.
That's terrible.
What was
it?
What
is
it?
I can't want to tell you.
What is it?
Remember it and then do it again. And you have to tell us both of the numbers now.
I'm not telling you.
It said right there.
She's going to tell us. She's going to tell us.
56.
All right.
Shut up.
That's not bad.
Okay.
That's
not bad.
Ooh. One. Technically.
59. I can't do it.
Did you see the UFC fighters do it though? All the lighter weight guys, like, it's like shockingly low. Yeah. I really think it has to do with hand size.
I have small hands.
You're like Tarzan.
It's just like a little baby.
Delete that. Delete that. Also liked how you closed your eyes, Lily, right before you were just like, I don't know what was going through your brain. It didn't work, but you know.
No, it didn't work. No, I do have little hands, but I thought the knitting was making them stronger.
It probably is. You were probably like at a 30 before you started. So now it's progress.
What's up, y'all?
What's up, dude? I'm so glad. 132, baby! We're here, Ninjas of Butterflies. We're here.
Yep.
We are ninjas. We are butterflies.
We are.
Look at my shirt.
Ninjas are butterflies.
Ooh.
What happened?
Chick-fil-A sauce from your daughter.
What kind of sauce?
Oh.
Oh, it's Chick-fil-A sauce?
Yeah.
I said, oh.
Oh, come here.
You don't say.
Get closer over here.
I had to point
out. You want to give me a hug? You're just slobbering on her shoulder.
I had to point it out before a commenter did.
Oh.
What is it? What's that?
Everyone, please don't comment about it.
Where you have to like, you have to acknowledge it before somebody else does.
It's called acknowledging it before someone else does.
No,
I
but
think.
It's like an insecurity thing.
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
I think that's what they call it, an insecurity thing.
Okay.
Everyone, please don't act like she didn't tell you what it was. And everyone, please inquire. In the comments, like, what's that stain?
What the heck is on Lily's shirt?
I enjoyed the podcast, but what's up with that stain on her right shoulder?
I literally couldn't focus because Lily's so dirty right now.
Speaking of dirty.
Yeah.
Dirty boy. You want a song, sweetie?
Yes.
My little dirty, no.
Nope. Nope. Dirty shoulder, maybe. I don't know.
My little dirty shoulder, girl.
Stop it.
Get that dip off your shoulder. Say, get that dip off your shoulder.
Why don't you get a napkin? Get the dip off. Ho. Lay. It's making noises. This is making noises.
I'm scared. Oh! That was kind of weird. We both did the exact same noise at the same time. That was Andrew getting our soul.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh! Right, we'll just come up with something, I guess.
Andrew, you're so talented.
He is.
I appreciate it. We take it for granted. Granite. I wake up at dawn, chop my own wood, drink black coffee like a real man should. I wrestle gators, wrangle steers, ain't shed a tear in 30 years.
I'm a man. I'm a man.
Got a beard so thick it blocks the wind. Drives my truck with a steel toe grin. Hunting by day, drinking by night. Ain't scared of nothing, no, not a fight.
I'm a man. I'm a man.
I ride my horse through the pouring rain. Mud on my boots and diesel in my veins. But there's one thing untold. That it, nobody needs to know.
I use a bidet. I use a bidet.
I use a bidet, but I'll never say. Got a blast of fresh water at the end of the day. I'm rough, I'm tough, I swing an axe. But I keep my backside clean and relaxed.
I use a bidet. I use a bidet.
Man.
Secrets out.
There's actually a lot of things I do love about the French.
They invent the bidet.
They invented the bidet. That is correct.
Well, I can get behind the bidet, but what else did they come up with?
I love myself like a good croissant with a cappuccino.
Yeah, I like that. That sounds good.
I like how they use those funny words like Paulin ou c'est France.
That is pretty silly.
I love the magnificent Eiffel Tower, just looking at it.
Couldn't agree more.
There's a lot of French things I love. I love putting macaroni in my pants and sitting on it, just wiggling around. I use a bidet.
Yeehaw, I use a bidet.
Wow. Wow. Passersby, I always wonder what they think.
Yeah, we got some new people in the office next door, too. So,
who passed away?
No one.
Don't say that.
Actually, the girl from Gossip Girl did. Did you see that?
No, the Vampire Diaries.
Also Gossip Girl.
No, I don't think so.
It's not Vampire Diaries. It was Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
Actually, it was Sabrina the Teenage Witch, so.
Actually, it was Boy Meets World.
Even Stevens.
Daphne the Vampire.
Topanga. She wasn't Even Stevens, right? Or no, who was it?
No, that was Ren.
Dude, Ren.
Oh, my gosh. I got that.
That was angled. That was good. Did we talk about
that? Was angled. That was good.
You shot that angle.
Very good. Now do again.
Prove your marksmanship.
That sounded like the, it will kill.
Slice. Did we talk about that girl on Even Stevens getting shot?
No.
Golly, dude.
You know the older sister, Ren, on Even Stevens?
Okay, yeah.
They're doing like the clay pigeons, what do you call it? Skeet shooting. And apparently one dude went over her head or something and shot the shotgun and like
she died.
She did not. No.
No, but there's like one right there, so her eyes all messed up, bruised and everything like crazy. It's all over her face. It's wild.
She will be fine.
I can't imagine.
And the guy said, "Looks like we're even." Steven.
Stop it.
Well done.
That wasn't even
Stop
my character.
Put the gun down! This is no time
to was Ren! Oh, that was dumb.
Now her face is Rend.
Nice.
I was going to say ruined, but Ren. Let's start over. You ready for a song?
Oh my gosh, that is so fun. We know it's not fun.
What?
The buzzing in this microphone.
I don't hear anything.
I don't hear anything.
I don't hear anything.
I don't hear anything.
I don't hear anything. Do I hear something? No, I don't.
Can you move your, actually the, sounds weird. Yeah.
Oh no, Josh! My goodness, Josh, don't do that. That scared me.
Does that sound better?
I thought you were dying.
So. I think so.
I thought you were dying.
I thought I was too. Do you know what I didn't think?
What?
What was going to happen today with this question?
Well done.
Can you read in the future?
Yeah. I'm glad you're laughing, Lil. Because today's question.
Ugh. Andrew's tripping. Hold on.
I'm just going to keep going.
Keep going.
Because today's question, which I don't. The fact that you guys are so consumed with buzzing? With Andrew, are you okay? That concerns me because today's question is much bigger than all of those things. And today's question. You just want to skip the question?
Yeah.
Dang. That is Lily. Incredibly unfortunate.
So you want to skip the question?
She doesn't care. She doesn't care about the question.
You just want to skip it?
You know, every other episode, this probably would have been fine.
Because that was the question sitting by the viewer, and this viewer is the richest man on earth. Elon Musketeer. Elon Musk.
Yeah.
He sent in the question, would Lily like to skip the question today? And if she said no... He's pulling all his fund out. He's pulling all his fund out, all his money.
Yeah.
Towards getting rid of world hunger.
All of his fund.
He said, if she said, yes, I would like to answer this question today, he'd be like, check sign. Bye, hunger.
No more hungry people.
You're now fed.
Congratulations.
Now you don't have to go to bed at night with a hungry stomach. No more growling.
But I guess that's not a reality anymore.
I guess that's not a reality anymore, Lil.
Guess that's not what we're going to be doing.
That's such a bummer. Oh, man.
So what does this mean, Josh?
I don't know. I guess people are going hungry.
What else?
I guess the sadness continues.
And finally, what else?
I think it's almost there.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
That one thing.
What one thing?
Oh.
You get it. I mean, actually, you probably wouldn't.
Well.
But enjoy dinner tonight.
Yeah, enjoy dinner with your full belly and the Chick-fil-A sauce on your shoulder.
If you guys really cared, you would have tipped me off.
That we could not. It was literally written in the contract. Was it not?
It was. It was right there. I read it.
One of the
it
contingencies.
Yeah, he faxed
it
over
this
morning.
Yeah, he said it was a contingency. He really just put a lot of faith in you.
I think it's you guys that don't care about hungry people.
Oh my.
That's untrue.
Take it back.
Never. Never, ever.
She's a bitter.
A bitter broad.
Speaking of bitter, all those kids are going to be eating bitter mud pies. Because they won't be fed.
Because of you!
Because of you! You don't want the little kids to be fed. You don't want people to feel full with their bellies. And that's a bummer.
Absolutely it is.
Boo!
Boo.
Welcome to the show!
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful.
Has it empty your mind?
You learn martial arts!
Ha! Ninja's attack!
People of Earth, this is your Supreme Commander Zylog. Our invasion was flawless. Your armies were nothing. Your weapons, useless! Victory was ours. And then, we touched your shirts. Soft, too soft. A fabric so unnatural, so repulsive, it made my cousin Schlasky soil his spacesuit. We had no choice but to retreat. But hear me now. This is not over. Seesaw production. Destroy every last shirt. And for the love of the galaxy, do not go to SundayCool.com. If you do, we will return. The next time, we will be ready.
Get her off the stage!
I totally forgot we weren't doing the other thing.
Oh, the mic thing?
Yep.
Got hey, you. Checkmate.
Hey, Lil, we don't mean anything personally by that. We don't.
I think you do.
And we do, technically, but we have to, you know, legally, we have to say that.
So, yes.
Apologies. So, big news, Lil.
What?
We got Dumbledore.
What are you talking about?
We got the person who's playing Dumbledore in the new HBO series. Do you know who it is?
No.
Whoa. Who do you want it to be?
Oh, my gosh. Let me think really hard. Let me think for a minute.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Okay. You're on the right track.
Okay.
You're on the right track, Lily.
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
Who would make a great Dumbledore? What are your prerequisites for Dumbledore, by the way?
Old.
Like okay, old? British, English, what?
Yeah, definitely English.
I mean, American. Yeah, okay, English.
Eddie Murphy.
British, English.
Harry, did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire? Expecto Patronum!
What if Donald Trump actually just said, I'm going to sign an executive order so I can be Dumbledore?
I'm actually Dumbledore. Yeah, he has to be like whimsical and artsy.
Okay.
And a little spry.
All right. What if I told you they cast Lord Farquaad?
That's an animated character, except for here I am manifested in the flesh. I am Lord Farquaad right now.
John Lithgow, the voice of Lord Farquaad.
Oh, my gosh. I actually don't know what he looks like, though. Can I look it up?
He's in Planet of the Apes with
he's the face. Alzheimer's dad.
Yeah.
John Lithgow. How do you spell that? Lithgow.
It's Lithgow, but with a
lisp. Lithgow.
Right here.
Boo.
Hey.
Boo.
No. Come on, guys.
Hey, he gets every old man wrong. He's not even English.
I know. I think it's one of those picks where you're like, I don't understand it, but I know he's good. So I'm going to see. But
no,
the thing is,
I'm anti.
I wonder if they're going full, like, not British.
Bad
choice. Why would they do that ever?
I mean, what in the Harry Potter thing requires them?
Yo,
to have
what
to be...
in the Harry Potter?
what is going on here?
That's what's so charming about Harry Potter.
What in the sorcery? What in the sorcery?
Oh my gosh, wait, they were looking at Jeff Bridges, would have been kind of cool.
Holy abracadabra.
That's it. I'm so mad.
Yeah,
Paige Expecto freaking Patronum.
It ruined an
Expecto
evening.
Expecto Patronum. Expecto Patronum.
He did a good Winston Churchill, right? He was Winston.
Yeah.
Yes, and he was good.
Yeah, he was good.
He's excellent. I loved him in Dexter because he played such a dark role in that one, but the good guy as well. It's, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I can't wait for the rest of it to come out.
It would be a real shame, which it's probably not going to happen, that Adam Driver is not going to be Snape.
Yeah.
I know. What a disappointment.
It is kind of a bummer. They just have, like, literally they could make a prequel.
I'm nervous.
Nervous?
About how it's going to be.
It's not going to be good. I already know.
It's HBO. They always make it great.
Not the House of Dragons.
No.
No. No, we like could not do that. Did you watch? No, you don't watch Game of Thrones. You should
hear.
Neither do we.
We don't either.
What is that?
I'm just assuming what it would be like.
You said Game of Tones?
Is that like a...
I don't know what that
is. It's like
is.
A musical show? Like a game?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a tone. Oh, that's an A major?
Hey. Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. Speaking of English people, though.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the Australian couple on that flight?
Australian people on a flight? No, I don't think so.
It was like...
Down Under?
Air Qatar or something.
Air Qatar.
Oh, Air Qatar, huh?
American Airlines.
It was, they were taking a flight from, was it from Melbourne, Australia to Venice, Italy.
Cool.
Okay, cool
trip. And there was a lady on the flight, and she went to the restroom. She came out, not sure what happened, but she ended up dying.
No.
In the bathroom?
In the hallway, in the...
Just the aisle.
The aisle.
Oh my goodness, right in front of everybody.
And... the flight attendant went to this older Australian couple and they had a seat next to them. They said, do you mind scooting over so we can put her body here?
Oh, shoot.
And so they had to fly from Melbourne, Australia to Venice, Italy with a deceased woman in a blanket over her the whole flight.
That is the spookiest. That, what if she moved? Dude. What if she went?
Dude, that bathroom is, or that airplane now has one bathroom.
Yeah, that's
why body's staying there.
Yeah, you just lock down one bathroom. Yeah. It's an inconvenience, but it'll work. Yeah. It'll make it happen.
The air stewardesses have like a whole little section.
Yeah, they have their own seats.
And you know they have, that's not like just a small flight. That's a major, major
plane.
Flight. Yeah, it's one of the big ones. So you could have, like, you probably have one of like seven or eight
bathrooms.
Aren't
there like first class seats? Well, though, you have to get a ticket for that.
She didn't buy a first class ticket.
She was economy.
Listen, before, you know, everything sets in, rigor mortis and everything, can we just kind of pack her. I mean, we have some carry-on space.
Yeah.
I mean, put her up there.
Put her up there, won't you?
Dude, I'm telling you, that sounds like an Impractical Jokers thing. Like, all right, we're going to have somebody act like they died. And then you just have to sit next to somebody and then, like, moan every now and then. Like, groan.
I hope they got their plane tickets refunded.
I hope so. But the wife, she's, before this incident, she was terrified of flying.
Oh, my gosh.
Terrified of flying.
Now it's for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. I mean, they're like scarred, dude.
That's wild. I can't, dude. I mean, yeah, there's got to be a protocol for that.
Yeah, what's your thought process with that?
I mean, people have to be dying on planes.
Over? So this woman who had just passed away,
yeah,
we can sit her right next to you.
I wonder if they lied to her and just said, she's just she fell and she's sleeping.
No, they told her. Everyone was like, the whole plane is freaking out.
Yeah. I wonder if that's a tactic because they asked her permission and she gave it.
I don't know.
Will you scoot over so we can do this? And she affirmed yes.
I mean, what would you say? Would you say no?
Yeah, easily.
I mean, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, no. Flat out.
No, I've drove around with a dead person in my car before for that funeral home that one time. So I'm used to it.
Well,
it's kind
story.
Of common. Gosh. Have I not told it yet?
You may have, but I don't know.
Well, it was just, I had a friend that I was a pastor. And so I told my friend who owned a funeral home, is like, if you ever need like help or, you know, services, because they always need, sometimes they just, families don't know preachers to come do their service and stuff. And so I was, let me know whenever you want me to help you out. I would be happy to help you out. And then he calls me one day and says, hey, you free on Thursday? And I said, yeah, man, what do you need? He's like, okay, cool. I'll text you with the details. I'll put your name down now. And I said, awesome. And then so like, I'm preparing like a little idea to, you know, to speak and stuff. And then he says, hey, text me the next day. He's like, hey, if you can get here at like 5 o'clock in the morning on Thursday. I said, oh, whoa, okay. And then he said, you'll drive down to a little place, a city, and then you'll have to pick it up there and then drive it back. And I said, wait, what? And he's like, oh, we just need to transport a body. We just have no one to drive. And I said, okay, sure, bud. And so I got to use one of their cars. And then he gives me the address, and I'm in Joplin, Missouri. And this is, he gives me an address in Texas. Like literally like an hour south of Dallas. So I'm like, I have like an 8 to 9 hour drive. I mean, like, you know, it's like, I think 8 hours, yeah, 7 or 8 hours. And I drive all the way down there. They give me money for lunch. So I stop and grab lunch. I'm driving this like big old Escalade. And I go there and I go to this funeral home and I say, hey, here's the paperwork. And they say, cool. And then they literally just put this dead body in the back of the car. Have you not heard this?
I've never heard this through.
And so no joke, they push it back in the car. It's just a blanket laid over and they're just like on a gurney. And then I drive the rest of the day just back to Joplin.
Your friend didn't tip you off. This is what's going to happen.
No, not until the day before.
This is a 16-hour like it was
one
commitment.
Of those things. Yeah, it was just like whatever. And I was happy to do it. It wasn't a big deal, but it was there were times driving on my way back where I'm just like,
gosh.
I was like sneezing like crazy because I had allergies. And in my head, I'm like, as soon as I got done sneezing, I'm like, if like just someone said, bless you. Gesundheit. I was like, I'm going to throw this off the railway. I
mean, eyes would be glued to the rearview mirror. He'd be going like this.
It was.
Yeah. Was he in a casket?
No, it was literally on a gurney on a bed. And then they like. Literally had like a blanket.
Had he been embalmed yet?
They were strapped down. I think so. Yeah, I think that's what had happened.
Dude, you rear it
because that was a smell. Yeah,
you rear it somebody because you're looking.
That would be so sorry. Amazing. And I was apparently they had to, you have to have paperwork because like if you get pulled over,
yeah.
It's a huge deal. So I was like, if I lose this paperwork, I'm going to jail or something. Yeah. I don't know. Man. It was wild. And that's super crazy.
Did they pay you?
No chance.
Yeah, they paid me.
Oh, I hope they
yeah, it was great.
You.
Yeah,
I hope they paid you well.
They gave me like they gave me payment for the day and they gave me like $100 for lunch. I'm like, heck yeah, dude, I'll do that.
Cool. I think this is what I want to do with my life.
I think 16 hours of driving is like breakfast, lunch, and dinner though. Too.
No, I made it worth it. You know, I stopped at dinner, had like a 2 hour dinner, just the car baking in the sun. It's fine. Not a big deal.
That's crazy.
That was wild.
One of my first youth why is youth pastors in this household a thing? I don't know. But one of my first youth pastors did the same thing, picked up a body. It was in town, but it sat up at a light. And they were like, it's just died reflexes. But like it
sat stop up. It right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean? Like boonk?
Yeah. Like, I mean, it like moved. Like he said sat up and it was enough for him. Like, you know, retirement home. It just happened. Stuff can happen.
Dude, you panic.
What's
panic.
The scream that you would let out? Bloody murder.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's like he's choking it out. Officer, get the feet.
Dude, I heard this story that this happened, let's see, it would have been the 60s, I believe. 60s or 70s. This girl, she was like 10 or so. She got really sick in the hospital and then just nothing, no heartbeat, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so apparently the family just wanted to do a quick funeral, had the funeral, buried her, and the sister was out of town when this all happened, and she got back and she was so distraught, and she's like, I have to see my sister one more time, and she just begged the funeral home and like the pastors and stuff, like, can we just dig it up so I can just see her one more time? I won't be able to move on if I don't see her.
Pretty wild.
Dug her up, opened the casket, boom, straight up, got out of the casket and started running. Everyone was freaking out. And she was just, she didn't know she was freaking out because she was locked in a casket and she's running and she just sees all these other people running. So she didn't know what was happening. Started chasing them, just like not chasing, but like following them.
Yeah.
And they're like, running.
What?
She was alive?
Yeah.
How long was she in there again?
A day.
A day?
Yeah.
Dude, that's
I think she was like buried in the morning and then they dug her up at like afternoon ish.
That is scary, dude. Yeah. That would be, I mean, I would never, I don't know. I would be in church the next day for sure.
Thank goodness she that ended sister up living insisted.
To like, yeah. She ended up living to like 70 something years old.
Weird.
Yeah.
I wonder what led that inkling inside that. Yeah, women's
intuition,
dude.
They used to make those caskets. Yeah, the bells.
That's where Dead Ringer came from, the term.
I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah. And Midnight Shift. That's where it also
came.
Midnight Shift and Dead Ringer, because they would have accidentally buried real life people, you know, actually living still. And there was many cases where they'd, you know, because they would recycle caskets and they would find scratches and all this stuff in the inside. And so they realized, okay, we're accidentally burying alive people.
Oh my, I can't even.
And so there was strings attached to the fingers of the dead people.
Yeah.
And they would ring them, and that was, and people would have to stay overnight, midnight shift.
There's just like a terrible like graveyard employee who's just like, here's the ringing, is just.
I gotta go get but then my
you,
shovel.
But then you, but then you figure out though, you guys stopped doing the bells like a while back.
Yeah.
And so like you're just hearing a bell ringing in a graveyard, dude.
Oh my gosh. Ooh.
Dude, see, that's, I love every like, you know, like when you're walking through your house and maybe you like turn a corner, you see something and like you, your mind goes, like, oh man, it'd be so creepy if someone was just standing there or something. You know, like, your mind plays tricks on you. Zola's at that stage. She just turned seven. It's the funniest thing because she's like, mommy, I was playing and I thought of something scary. I was playing and I look up and I imagine if like something like with like long hair was just standing right there. And she's like laughing and then Kelsey's like, that's scary. I'm like, nice, high five.
That was Ada the other day. I told you guys with the earthworms.
Oh, yeah. You gotta tell
her. She was Ada, she has like a phobia of pooping on the toilet.
Yeah, we're just not there yet. She did try. She went and sat there first.
Yeah.
And then
ran inside. I went through that phase when I was like 25.
Yeah. But she ran into the woods and was pooping in the woods.
Her favorite spot.
Apparently got really scared, ran back to Lily, and she's like, Mom, I saw aliens.
She didn't. I found her. I went and I got her in the woods, and she was hunched over, red-faced, pooping. And she's going, mommy, there's aliens down here or whatever. And anyway, so I pull her out and I'm like, describe them to me. And she's like, scary.
One word. Scary.
Very scary. And I was like, well, what color are they? She's like, wipe.
Wipe.
Wipe and green. And I'm like, they're probably worms. Did it look like a worm? And she was like, yeah, worms.
Worms, mom.
She hears too much alien talk. Even today in the car, we were talking about gravity. And the earth is spinning and then also spinning and then the moon is spinning, but the sun's not spinning. I don't know if it spins actually. I have to ask you guys.
Surely it rotates.
But
who's surely?
She was like, and then the aliens are gonna come from outer space. That's what she said.
Where did she get that? Because we don't really talk about that at home though.
Well, she listens to the show sometimes.
Hey, don't bring your work home with you, man. Come on.
I try.
What are you doing? These aliens scared the crap out of me, Dad, in the woods, literally.
Speaking of aliens, though.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
About some alien technology.
Ooh.
We got some new stuff?
Yeah.
All right. Hit me, dude.
Microsoft.
Alien technology.
Has created a new state of matter.
What? Oh, my gosh.
It's not liquid. It's not gas. And it's not a solid.
Flubber.
It is called topological state or, how do you say it? Majorana particle.
Got it.
You see that comment that said, if Josh saw his name written, he wouldn't pronounce it right.
Yeah. I pinned that. I was like, that is the funniest thing.
That was good. But yeah, so this particle, this new state of matter was theorized in the 1930s.
By who?
A physician.
Physicist.
Physicist. Yeah. Dang.
Jesus, our great physicist.
But yeah, it was theorized. And then Microsoft, apparently they did it. And it's a, it's a phase of matter that only exists at the quantum level. And so they're basically using this new particle, this new state of matter to create the Majorana 1 chip. And it has the potential to hold more computing power than every other computer combined on Earth. And it's the size of your hand.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's an actual physical...
It's a physical thing.
Yeah.
But this new state of matter is able to...
Manipulate reality in some way?
It's like a new fuel source. I don't really understand it, but it's like what it's able to do is basically... equip quantum computers to now move from like, because the big problem with the quantum computers is that they're operating at like, I think like 100,000 bits or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And to achieve the full potential of a quantum computer, they need to be achieving like 1,000,000+ bits. And this new state of matter will allow them to achieve that.
It's going to fast track it.
Yeah.
Golly, dude, that's scary.
It has different conductive properties, and that's where it's exponentially faster.
I got a video of
instead
it.
Instead of
you
just
hear
like a singular?
Instead of being like through a solid, like in the chip, it's...
I saw this guy who was explaining. He's like, this is how scary quantum computers are and like just how insane all of this is. He says... How we got all this in like this technology is like through rocks and stuff that we found in the earth, right? Certain like special
minerals,
rocks. And he's
yeah.
like, yeah. So he's like, we took these rocks, we combined them with other rocks, and now we're scared that these rocks are thinking more than we think they should. And now they're controlling. It's just like, it's just this whole concept is absolutely wild of just what we've got ourselves into.
Do you want me to play the audio of the lady actually explaining it so we have a better understanding?
Would love to.
Okay.
Can you change it to a man's voice?
Watch it.
Yes.
I feel like I'm going to listen easier. I get skeptical.
Mathematicians predicted one such new state of matter, the topological state. And since then, researchers have been looking for a very specific, very useful quasi-particle within it, the Majorana particle.
Majorana.
Last year, we were able to observe it for the first time. And this year, we're able to control it and use its unique properties to build a topoconductor, a new type of semiconductor that operates also as a superconductor. With this material, we can build a whole new foundational architecture for our quantum computers, a topological core, allowing us to scale to not tens or hundreds of qubits on a chip,
qubits,
but millions, all in the palm of your hand.
Dirty bits.
Majorana's theory showed that mathematically it's possible to have a particle that is its own antiparticle. That means you can take two of these particles and you bring them together, and they could annihilate and there's nothing left. Or you could take two particles and you bring them together and you just have two particles.
Anyway, speaking of Project Paperclip.
I know, I was going to say, they found the perfect guy, the perfect actor for this.
It's like the perfect villain voice. If you take the two things and you put them together, we're domination.
Annihilation.
I like how they started off with the appetizer of just like, hi, I'm a nice lady. This is all great news that's happening right now. And then it's like Hernsberger over there.
Okay, listening to that and what I just explained, what would you rate 1 out of 100?
I thought you did great.
Give it like maybe 80%?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so. And you got the pronunciation right the first time.
You didn't say like Majorana. It's definitely like Majorana.
Here's where the judgment toward you gets wrong. You stumbled through parts of that, but they didn't actually explain anything. They just said, we found something new and it's better. That's she just used big words to make.
I watch other videos.
No, that's the only one that exists.
To me, I just don't understand though.
I don't think there was anything to understand. They didn't actually tell us anything.
I think that people that maybe build computers get it.
Yeah. And train conductors, because there's a lot of conductor talk
there's
in
a lot
there
of
too.
Yeah.
This is how I know if my brother watches the podcast, text me an explanation.
Now that we're on the talk of technology, look at this robot video I just sent you. The 1X. I believe this is is that the Tesla one? The 1X robot.
Where'd you send it?
Ninja Clan.
Oh, there it is.
All right, ready?
Yep. Nope, I ain't got it yet. Oh, there we go.
3, 2, 1. Hopefully it doesn't get back.
Oh, that's cool looking.
He matches his toaster and his person.
Right there.
Dude. Walking's so awkward.
Is this not just surreal?
What kind of world are we living in, man?
That this is just like, this is truly a reality. Like, this is a product that's coming out.
Yeah.
The 1X robot.
That's crazy.
And this is the last robot video I'll send you.
I mean, what are we going to do? Don't ever make it the last one.
But can it edit reels?
The first synthetic human robot that we've talked about.
This is scary.
Oh, gosh.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Because that has, like, all the muscle groups, right?
Yeah. Hopefully it's like a flag.
That is the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Like an alien.
I
I'm horrified.
Why make it look like that?
That is a literal horror movie.
That just paralyzed me with fear.
Imagine that thing just running towards you in the hallway.
I can't even think about it. That is just so scary. This is like the Halloween episode in February right now. This whole episode is so scary.
But this is real stuff.
I know.
And there's no way people can't hack those. Right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, people are hacking drones now, drone shows. Like, that's what happens if you spontaneously combust one of those or you try to hack it and, like, it kills somebody.
He has all the muscle groups. He could kill you.
Dude, and there's, like, no, like, you know how we can't bite into our tongue because our brain tells us, like, don't.
Yeah. Yeah, or like, bite your finger off, right?
Yeah, like, you could bite your tongue off, you could bite your finger off immediately, but your brain tells you not to. That doesn't have the brain to say, don't do that.
He's doing inhibitors.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so imagine that thing with the quantum computer, like, just tech behind it.
Yeah, but I want one in my house.
Yeah.
I want one. What kind of things will you put it to do? I mean, like, I don't know. And
laundry.
Obviously, like, chores, laundry and stuff, but there's got to be something else.
Mow the lawn.
It would not be an exaggeration for me to tell you that I have 600 loads of laundry to do right now.
Yeah.
I cannot get on top of it.
I still have all my hunting clothes covered in blood. Just on the floor of the guest bedroom.
I bet Paige loves that.
She's so stoked about it.
But laundry is a cycle. You don't have to like fully. The idea of like having all of your laundry done is just, it's achievable, but it's not realistic on a regular basis.
We have no
it's
clean
a
underwear.
Process. Okay,
we
well, that's
no
a problem.
Clothes.
Well,
good thing I don't wear underwear.
You have the forest, okay?
Look at my shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all right, though. I would literally just have it stand outside my house, though, the robot. At night, how scary!
Just like guarding. Your house.
Since we've had that bike stolen, I've been so paranoid. I'm like, if I had a robot stand outside, dude,
well,
ain't no
true.
Chance.
Yeah,
just the face lights up red. Like just start.
You are intruding.
Want to bite your fingers off?
Dude, I'm going to bite your fingers off now, dude. The legal stuff that's going to come out. Who's liable if the robot on your property does defend?
Dude,
your
property? Yeah, I bet you have to sign away so much stuff.
Yeah.
Dude, your that's life? Literally our, like, 20 years from now, we're going to have so many, like, lawsuits where this is all involved. Like, that we have to figure out, you have to pull, like, the transcripts and, like, or, like, all the chips inside of actual these robots to figure out the path. Oh, dude.
You guys are really going to freak me out. I'm freaking out.
You know what Elon's doing, though, with his AI stuff? Because he has the AI in his cars and whatnot.
I didn't know they had, like, actual AI.
Yeah, and every Tesla on Earth communicates with one another to learn. So it's constantly learning every single day. Anytime someone drives, it's learning.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, but that computing stuff is going to the robots. So it's like fast-tracking the robots to where they can learn stuff too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Seems not good.
No.
Yeah.
Don't like it.
I don't like it.
But I do want to meet one. I would love to meet one.
I would like to meet one too.
Shake my hand. I want to shake your hand.
I want to shake your hand. And we got that. Don't go anywhere.
It's a nice, beautiful summer day.
It sure is.
I'm so glad it's summertime of 2025. And that 6 months ago, whenever we listened to that podcast that one time, they said, hey, make sure to order your shirts before summertime happens because we know you have events and you might as well get it started on it now.
They did say that. They really did.
Yes, they did. And I'm so glad we listened to them and went to SundayCool.com and ordered all of our custom apparel from Sunday Cool. Hey, what's going on? Why'd you stop walking? Are you okay? Come on. What happened? Josh. This isn't a joke. Josh. Medic! Get a medic in here! Someone call the police!
Just kidding. Please. That really made me dizzy, though. I do need the
medic. Lily.
What?
Ouch. Are you experiencing mind fog?
I actually am, but I call it brain fog.
I call it mind fog, and I'm experiencing it.
Oh, Josh, are you okay?
Josh. Ouch.
Hey, dude, have a magic mind.
A what?
A magic mind.
Wait, are you talking about this?
Where was that? Was it in your pocket the whole time?
I guess so. I don't even know how it got there.
Wow, magic.
Magic mind? Tell us more about it, Lil.
Oh my gosh, you know, it's a mental performance shot. It's subtly sweet. It gives you a sharper mind, lower stress, and calm energy.
Holy smokes, that's amazing!
Tell me about it.
Wait, hold on. It's telling me something. It's telling you to go to magicmind.com/ninja and...
Use code Ninja20 to get a significant discount on your subscription to Magic Mind?
That's incredible.
Hold on. Oh! Oh! Wow! The brain fog! The mind fog! It's dissipating! Wow! Feels pretty good.
That's awesome. That's really great.
This is a great product. I really enjoy it.
It's not for you.
MagicMind.com/ninja. Use the code Ninja20 and get your discount. Go now.
You have my heart inside.
A complete unknown is on that website.
But you may.
Flag.
Complete unknown? What is that?
Bob Dylan movie.
Bob Dylan. Oh. Yeah, you dingus.
Yeah, you.
Knock about.
Timothy Chalamet's speech.
Amazing. Yeah, dude.
He needs to freaking humble himself, dude.
Dude.
It's kind of sickening. Like, it's like, who do you think you are? You're 22 years old. You know, like, just relax.
22.
I thought it was great.
I thought it was a dope speech. And people were farting on it, dude.
Yeah, man. It's like, he said, in the pursuit of greatness.
He says, I want to be one of the greatest.
I'm not great now. He's
like
not
this
saying
person,
that.
This person, this person. Yeah. I want to be one of the greatest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ambition is just so selfish and ugly, right?
Yeah.
No. And it's also people just on a morning show talking about the guy who won Best Actor. It's like he's up for an Oscar, and these women in a morning show, like, you'll never achieve greatness.
I think
he's stop.
He's
lady,
truly
right?
An amazing actor.
Yeah,
he's
he
great. And yeah. It's like one of those things. He's like a lot of people compare him to like a young Leo, but he's like just different, I think. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think
he's different.
He's definitely expanding his horizons more than I think Leo. Because Leo never did like something like Dune.
Dude.
Yeah, I feel like.
Which he would be great in if he did have something like epic.
Timothy Chalamet has more range. That's what I would
speculate. Yeah, for sure. Musically, for sure.
You know what's crazy is that he never won an Oscar for What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
I haven't seen that one.
Really?
Yeah. There's a couple, like, I've never saw either. I think it's Basketball Diaries or something, or
I don't know what that is.
He did that, and I never saw Romeo and Juliet. There's a lot of young Leo
Romeo
movies I've never seen.
Great.
Yeah.
So good.
What's your favorite Leo movie?
Ooh.
Revenant. That's a good one.
That's your favorite?
Hold on, let me look. What's yours?
I love Shutter Island. I mean, it's just tough because it's like each performance for him is very, very different.
Oh, I know mine.
What?
The Departed.
The Departed. Oh, that one. Yeah, that one's a classic.
Yeah.
That one's great for everyone. Do you know Mark Wahlberg got an Oscar nod for that one movie?
Well, I mean, he had like the most impactful part, I feel like.
Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, he like at the end. I'm not gonna spoil anything.
But it's like,
you're like,
as far
oh!
as Oscar acting, though, I really didn't feel like it was a big stretch for him. It felt very basic. I don't know.
I guess.
Okay, we should probably separate it by your favorite Leo movie and the movie they thought he acted the best in.
Okay. Revolutionary Road, he's an incredible actor in.
I don't know that one.
That one is him and Kate Winslet again. And it's a rough one. It's like very marriage, like drama heavy. It's tough to watch, but it's so good. You've seen the clips of like all the acting, like the best actor montages that they post on TikTok. He's screaming at her. It's like a very iconic scene.
Oh my
if
gosh.
You haven't seen it, watch it.
Wait, I think one of his best acting is Django.
Oh, yes. That one's the most fun. He was so unreal in that movie.
What
dude.
About Killers of the Flower Moon? He crushed in that.
Still haven't seen that either.
What?
I know.
Andy.
That's crazy.
It's one of those things because
that.
We were supposed to go to the theaters and watch it, and then we didn't end up going, and then you guys watched it, and you didn't like love it. And so I feel like I've just
wasn't like a one that you watched more than once a year.
Yeah,
I would never
watch
probably
it.
Watch it again because I think it bothered me so much.
Yeah.
But very good.
There's somebody else doing a Martin Scorsese film that is like really unexpected. I can't remember who it is, but
also I think my favorite movie of his is probably Inception. I love that movie.
Yeah, he's so good in that.
Oh, Blood Diamond is also pretty good with that South African accent.
Dude, that was great. That's such a risk too.
Yeah.
Like if you don't nail it,
yeah,
you're getting crucified, dude. Like that's wild. But it's he's good. He's really good.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was good, but that's more of a Brad Pitt movie in my mind.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that one was crazy. The guy they got to play Marilyn, Mr. Manson. What's his first name? What's his actual guy's name? Not Marilyn.
Charles Manson.
Charles Manson. What? Yeah, it didn't sound right. Charles. But the guy they had him play, Charles Manson, was crazy good. Absolutely wild. Because he did the same thing for Mindhunter. He played Charles Manson in that one, too.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah,
and it's crazy.
And then you like have a moment of self-reflection, like, wait, all these people want me to play this horrible person.
Yeah. I take it.
Oh, did you know that? Question corner
with Lily, where the questions are fresh on our mind.
That was really on it, guys. I have to admit, I'm getting so insecure about this segment.
It's just pressure. Why?
Just bag it if you guys don't like it.
I like it.
No, you don't.
No, we like the segment.
All right.
We have a high expectation on you.
The questions, just so you guys know, the questions that I ask, I like these questions. I'm asking them because I like these questions.
True, but I mean, there's millions of other people listening, so hopefully they like it too.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Have you ever broken something at a friend's house and not told them that you did it?
Oh, man. Remember that one time Ada had a broken leg?
What?
It was from a playground.
Oh.
It really was. Oh, man. I don't think.
I'm sure I have, but I truly don't remember.
This is tough. I was just telling them, I went to a friend's house and I was forced to eat Vienna sausages because they didn't have anything. And so she put a can of Vienna sausages in me.
For the record, you're crazy because they're delicious.
They're terrible. No. And especially for like a fifth grade kid. Like, it's just like, this is.
Yeah.
So she walked away and I was like, I just was hungry, but I wasn't that hungry. And so I tried it and I gagged. And so I went to the trash and I literally like put it at the bottom of the trash can. 5 minutes later, I'm playing with my buddies and she comes out, yells and says, Andy, get in here.
Oh my gosh.
And I come back to the table and the Vienna sausages are back on the table. And she says, I would like you to finish them. You opened them. You wanted them. You can finish them. And I sat there and I finished them. And it was the worst. So I didn't really break it, but I really tried to destroy their property.
That's terrible.
It's terrible. It's absolutely awful.
This is a better suited story for a therapist.
Is this not what this is? I could have swore.
That's crazy. How's your friend doing?
He's doing well, I think. Okay. I think so, yeah. There was just like it was like a crazy religious house. And then I did not know, like, she was just really like uptight about everything.
Mm.
Carolyn, if you're watching.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know. There's that one time when I was in high school, like me and my buddies were driving and like we like hit a person, but we just kept on driving.
Stop it. That's
not the same thing.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Because there was no damage to the truck, right? Because you had a grill.
Yeah. It wasn't my truck. It was my buddy's truck, too.
Yeah, who cares? Yeah, it's not a big deal. They never catch people like that.
Yeah. I didn't do that. It's a joke.
Me and my buddy did break his dad's four-wheeler, and we didn't tell him. So it was like my buddy was in on it with me. And it was just falling apart. And so we held it up and everything like that, put some duct tape on the inside. And then as soon as his dad tried to drive it out in the field the next day, it just falls apart. We're like, whoa, what'd you hit? That's crazy that happened.
Is everyone okay?
Oh, man, it's such a bummer.
Dude, my buddy had a really nice wake boat and we were out fishing in it, which is a problem to start with. Like, nice leather, like speakers everywhere. The thing was sick. And I caught a catfish, and the sail cats have that gnarly, gnarly barb on the back of them. And I was like trying to not get stuck, and I let it hit the leather and it thunk and it stuck. And I, you know, it doesn't come out, and I had to thunk, and I, to this day, you know who you are.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Sued.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
I ran into my friend's fence when I was 16.
Oh.
With my car. With
you
my
didn't tell him
car.
At all?
You didn't tell anyone?
No. I also.
That's
I didn't,
amazing.
This thing I did not. It's not a broken thing, but it's just a silly attribute of me. But when I was like too young, like 7 or something, I was like infatuated with the idea of like birth. And I would go to my friends. I would go to sleepovers at my friend's house, and I would draw a C-section scar on my stomach, like I had just had a baby.
Wow!
And I brought this little baby, and it was like a hit anytime I went to a birthday party. Like, these girls thought it was hilarious. And I had a little baby doll named Tucker. I named him Tucker.
Yeah.
And I would take him. I would go sleepover hopping with this baby and my C-section scar. And then one time we were throwing Tucker up in the air, and my girlfriends and I had like a toga party or something. We all put like toga, but we were like 6 or 7. I don't even know who was parenting us.
Yeah,
this is
wild.
Speaking
anyway,
of things to tell there.
Threw him up in the air, landed on my friend's roof. I'm going, I'm never going to see Tucker again. I tell my friend's mom, I'm like, hey, you guys need to get a ladder. Get that baby off, please. Yeah. And I never did and never saw him again.
Jenna is he Kazin. Still there?
To this day.
Tucker's still there?
He's probably melted onto the roof.
That is, I've never heard that ever. The C-section scar?
Yeah, that was scar. That had nothing to do with the story, but it was good background. It was good
How
background.
How did you even know what that was?
That's
that
what
young?
I'm saying. I'm thinking about that now. Who told me about it?
That's amazing. Because wow. I did the exact same thing. It was just weird.
Andrew.
Andrew, what'd that be?
Andrew's got a reel. And he's going to show what?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Right now.
Social media. Andrew has it. He's going to show us
now.
Nice.
Do you know how?
Oh my gosh!
You know, calluses have function in this part of the world.
Calluses.
Calluses.
Oh no!
This is
don't.
Brutal.
Oh,
Andrew.
This is brutal.
Andrew.
It's just been a while since I've done one that's just gnarly.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
If it has nutritious value, I'm going to punt. Oh, dude. Oh.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
That's it.
You know
First
what?
First of all, that's not a callus. It's a blister. That's someone's blister.
The callus tore off, and he's keeping his fiber in there.
I'm like gold member. Save me from myself. I gotta peel it. I gotta peel that thing off right now. I gotta peel
that
off.
That is so gross. I have a $5 bill. Just oh yeah, like a purse.
Yeah,
like some people keep it in their shoe. Ew, dude. Just imagine coins and stuff. That's what I want. Like I have that little bump on my wrist. I was hoping
is that
it's
a
like
cyst?
What is that?
Yeah, it's like a cyst or something.
We should
I got it after
thing.
A wrestling match. Yeah, dude, we should. But I thought about poking a hole in and just keeping like dimes in there or something.
What the heck is that?
And just going.
No, no.
I was like,
no.
Oh, you need change?
Like a Pez dispenser? Yeah, just keep Pez candy in there. Yeah.
Dude, that's
anytime I see somebody on the street, they're like, spare change? I'm like, yeah, no problem.
That's the worst part of that foot story is that dude paid for something with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
and the other person had no idea.
Or they did.
That's like, why they wanted it. Yeah.
Did you ever put like quarters in your mouth when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Pennies.
Yeah.
I swallowed rings and pennies when I was a kid.
Got a penny stuck in my nose. Got it out.
Yeah.
It's I don't disgusting. Know if I can handle
it's
having
my
a
retirement
pie.
Savings. Just one day is like, hey, can you just cut out my lower?
I've testing? Been saving 10%.
Got three engagement
every,
rings in there.
Every paycheck. Speaking of swallowing pennies, do you guys hear about the secretive plane, the Boeing X-37B?
A secretive plane?
Very classified.
Bigger than like the Doomsday plane. The
oh,
one they
yeah.
always keep running everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
This plane is nuts. Apparently, there's all these pictures coming out now of like the what it's taken. It's this plane that is very small. I did not write the dimensions of it, but it's like it's a small plane, mm-hmm. unmanned, but it goes into outer orbit on the Earth.
Oh my gosh!
But the classified part, this was actually it was a NASA thing that they were doing with Boeing, but the project was taken over by the U.S. U.S. Air Force.
Yeah.
And everything got classified since then. And so there's very little known about it. We know what it looks like. And we know that it goes into outer orbit. And they say that they release that it's doing like experiments and like technology experiments like in outer space, outer orbit.
Yeah.
But this is one of the pictures it took. So it's crazy far.
Yeah. It's not like just above the surface.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, this is what it looks like.
That's basically a rocket.
Yeah.
Whoa.
See that?
How long have they been using that thing?
It looks like a space shuttle.
So it was invented in 1999. It's only been on 3 missions. Let's see. The 3 missions were 2010 was its first mission, and it orbited the Earth for 224 days, did whatever it had to do, came back. Then in 2015, they launched it again, and it was up there for 718 days, just circling Earth. Came back in 2017, and then in 2020, that was their longest mission to date. It was orbiting the Earth for 908 days.
In 2020?
Yeah. And there's so little information on it, because it's all classified.
The U.S. owns it.
Yes, the U.S. Okay. Air Force. It's a U.S. Air Force... whatever, they don't say what it is.
Not under a specific division or anything?
just the Air Force. I don't know. Or it's Air Force and Space Force. Yeah.
So, I guess, what do we know anything about? We don't know anything about their missions. They don't know what they're observing or what they're doing.
That's what I was going to say. I wonder what they're trying to accomplish. Maybe they're trying to propel us into that being like a new mode of transportation, because it's like, get to Australia in 15 minutes.
But 700 days, though.
That was 900 days.
Yeah, 900. That's, what are they doing for that amount of time?
Well, the conspiracy is that this plane is a couple things. It could potentially be. One would be a direct energy weapon, a DEW.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Because it has this capacity to hold this giant thing in the center console of it that, like, apparently a roof can open or something like that. Another theory is that it's kinetic weapons, which I don't know if we've talked about before, but this is a terrifying weapon called the Rods of God. Have we ever talked about this?
No, I don't know what that name. Is.
This was a theoretical concept of a weapon made up in like the 50s, I believe, by this
physicist. Yes.
But it's so scary. It's basically a giant metal rod that you would put in space that is a foot, like solid steel, that is a foot in diameter and over 20 feet long. And what they would do is they would shoot it from space. It would basically go undetected from all radars, but have the same impact as a small nuclear bomb.
Oh my good. Gosh.
Just okay. From kinetic energy.
And when was this created?
They're saying it hasn't been created. But speculation is that this thing could potentially be housing these rods of God.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's scary. I wonder about those dates of it being in space. Obviously, that's a long time. It's like 3 years.
But yeah, like, so I wonder, 2010, like, 2015, 2016, 17, and then 2020 to 2022.
So they're getting more frequent for sure.
Yeah. Another theory is that it's been used as a weapon of sorts against foreign satellites or adversary satellites.
That would make sense. Flying and just like, just throwing off whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But you should I didn't say the picture, but its orbit is insane of how far it gets from Earth. Like basically halfway to the moon.
Yeah, and it's unmanned.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So does it just sit in orbit and it literally just rotates once it gets to a certain point, it's able to use the force of the gravitational pull and
the
stuff?
The map of it. Let me see if I can pull up a map of it real quick.
That's wild.
There's three variants, too.
Variants, dude.
You're talking about variants?
Dude, get me out of here, this variant.
Dude, it's small. It says, I don't know what a launch weight is. Like, I don't know if that's like literal weight, how we would understand it. It sounds like it, but it says it's only 11,000 pounds, which is like two trucks.
Yeah.
Weird.
So that's kind of a visualization. That's what it looks like. The orbit.
Whoa.
So how far it shoots at, like, so basically like slingshots around Earth to go make a huge outer orbit.
Oh my gosh.
But it's got to be propelling itself, because that's not oblong. Like, it's not like drawing into gravity and then whipping out.
That's
so
oblong,
people,
dude.
Obviously, they've left it open-ended for people to speculate of what it's doing, what their purpose is with it.
Yeah, they haven't talked about it at all.
Yeah.
They're just saying,
yeah, we have it, and we've launched it. That's all you need to know.
What's interesting, I looked up how much it costs. They've dropped $200 million on the project, but in the scope of, like, fighter jet is how many tens of millions?
Yeah.
So it's kind of crazy that they've got something up there for that cost.
That is crazy.
That is scary. Are you hearing that a little too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you throw that cord down?
I think it's on the tripod. Andrew breathing.
No, it's anytime I talk.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
It's been I've been hearing the thing.
I thought it was Andrew going like this.
that is there all the time. If anyone is a deviated septum surgeon, send me a DM.
But I thought it was crazy.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's so much mystery out there with literally in our airspace, and I just don't know if we're out of the loop, if we're just missing certain conferences or press meetings or something, or drops of this, like, hey, this is what we've got, because obviously there's people that are obsessed with the type of stuff that we're just not that.
Yeah.
And so maybe we're missing it, but it just seems like, I mean, at a certain point, these agencies or whatever corporations are able just to do whatever the flip they want.
Yeah.
And it's like, as long as you have enough money or enough clearance, then you're just good to go.
Yeah, it's because they're focused on so many other silly, trivial things. But, like, speaking of that, because you guys were talking about HBO earlier, I don't know if you're done.
Go ahead.
But did you see that thing where the defense lawyer for Luigi Mangione or whatever his name is, was just last weekend hanging out and then saw an HBO special regarding Luigi Maggioni's trial and found out facts regarding the case that she had not even been privy to prior.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
I know. It's like, how is that allowed within, how are certain people that are involved in the case, that are in the courtroom, that are testifying, allowed to publicly just talk about the case in details? I'm like, that's, I don't know what that's called, but like jury, whatever. I mean, there's like just
tampering.
Yeah, yeah, like something, there's a term for it, but just, like it's just information out there that shouldn't be out there right now.
In
like
any other circumstance, it would be a mistrial, but they're so after this guy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not condoning what he did. It was terrible.
But... No, but give it a fair trial.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
what we need, a fair trial.
And that's what we demand in our country, right? It's a constitutional right to a fair trial.
Yeah. And you hear about, you know, that Karen Reed case that I told you about, the woman who had like a cop husband. And they found him in the snow, and she's getting accused. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. They came to the verdict, or there was some type of information given. They were supposed to have a verdict reading or something or sentencing last Thursday.
I saw that.
And the judge was almost like in tears.
She was tripping out. She was like shaking
over. Information has came out. We're going to have to recess for another week. So it literally is today, I think. And so
my gosh.
It's weird, man. They're just, I think she's innocent. As far as I'm concerned, everything, but like, it's weird.
Speaking of today, do you know what day it is?
The 27th?
Frank's birthday.
Oh, our dog.
Frank. Oh.
Not my grandpa, my dog.
Yes, yes. What are you going to do for him?
I don't know. I just remembered it right now. I didn't even say happy birthday to him this morning.
Get him a big raw steak.
Ooh.
Yeah, you'd like that.
Do it. Do a little whipped cream on top.
Dude. You guys would love the ranch I went to, the property. They just bought this new house, and their daughter had a dream that she had like a couple dogs. And so he's like, the people were like, do you want our dogs? Long story short, she had a dream. They're buying a house, and they're like, there's a couple dogs that have lived outside this whole time. And I'm picturing like a couple like herd garters or just like, you know, feral whatever. Bro, it's their property is guarded by two golden retrievers that just like play all the time. But but they feed it like the venison bones and like all the scraps.
Wow.
Yeah. Speaking of venison.
Dude.
Attaboy, Drew.
Got his first buck, baby.
It was a 2-point. It was 6 months old.
A spike.
Yep. No, it was big, but it was tied to a fence. And so Jacob went up and let it off the leash. And then I went up
beautiful
deer.
Appreciate you letting me have the chance to Photoshop the dog collar out. Yeah. The collar off of it. Yeah.
You did really good. Cool. You did really good. No,
seriously, congrats. That's a big deal.
I'm tripping. I said.
That's fun.
Well, it was like less than 2 months ago. I was like, I want to shoot a mature deer in 2025. And then this dude in Texas who has a ranch was like, come on out here. We'll hunt it. And when I showed up, he was like, I'm just going to tell you. He's like, we have late season permits. It's probably not going to happen. Or it might not happen. He's like, all our bigger bucks, they're not where they were. They've already shed their antlers. He was like, there's some other animals that we can hunt if we don't find them. But he was like, just, you know, like curbing expectations. We don't know. And we literally went out there. We were setting some bait, putting some corn on the ground, anticipating a hunt the next day. And, dude, a couple Senderos in, and he popped out. And long story short, put him down. But I got 41 pounds of meat after giving some away and deboning from one deer. 170 inches with 3 broken horns.
Attaboy.
That's amazing.
Picture here.
I mean, meat is murder, but
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Do you have your red paint?
I literally thought about like what could we do on the pod like that? I was like, that would be hilarious. If we just had paint or something.
I would like some venison.
I can hook it up. I've got three deer in my freezer right now. It's so good. I did Japanese curry with it, and I thought because it's
curry, what's
an 8.5-year-old deer? I thought it'd be like
gamey.
And I cooked the shank. Like there was still like sinew that I had to cut out, but it was
Shawshank.
It was really good. I'm trying to look up because I want to shout out the guy who manages their property on Instagram, TK Outfitters TX.
TK Outfitters TX, baby.
But yeah,
All day. As long as we're speaking of shout outs, real quick.
Yeah.
Dude, custom. Is it Spilled Milk Customs on Instagram?
Custom.
I'll look it up.
Spilled Milk Customs.
Spilled Milk Customs.
Yeah. Sick. Thank you so much. Golly, look at these shoes.
Unreal.
Markers. She did. Markers and pens. No stencils.
No stencils.
Amazing.
At all. Absolutely. Got the wallpaper, Bigfoot and Alien. I mean, it's just so cool.
I stared at that for so long, being like, that's printed. Point blank.
Yeah, our team was pretty impressed. So, thank you so much. That was awesome.
Speaking of aliens,
what about them?
Have you guys ever heard of the Solway Firth Spaceman?
Solway Firth?
The Solway Firth Spaceman.
No.
A Scottish spaceman?
It's actually British. Oh. On the border of Scotland, though.
Boo.
Yeah. This is a crazy story. And when I was looking to it, I'm like, I don't even know how crazy this would be to talk about.
Yeah.
But then the story gets crazier.
Cool.
Okay. Hit 1964. Me. A man named Jim Templeton.
Jim Templeton.
Yes.
They were at Solway Firth, which is in Cumbria, England, which borders basically Scotland. It's like this giant, beautiful field and stuff.
Okay. 1964, near Scotland.
They went out there. He brought his Kodak camera and just taking pictures of the family. He had his two daughters and his wife there and just snapping some pictures. He snapped a couple pictures of his youngest daughter, Elizabeth, and went to the chemist, which that's what they called him back in the day, to develop the pictures.
Yeah.
And the chemist is like, oh, he's like, this picture was really good, but it's ruined because of someone in the background.
Ooh.
And he's like,
there is no one there.
Who, can I see it? And sure enough, looked at it. And it looks like there's a spaceman.
What?
Standing behind her.
What could that possibly be?
And his daughter's really cute.
He was so, like, bothered by it.
Yeah.
He's like, that there should be no one behind her because my wife and daughter were standing behind me when I took this
picture.
And
they were alone.
They're alone in this field.
Don't love that.
Let me send it to you guys real quick so you can look
at
it.
That's so ominous.
That's the funniest prank by a
chemist. He was so disturbed by it that he went to the police. And the police are like, oh, I mean, we can't do anything about this. Like,
yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah, so a guy photobombed you? What do you want me
to
do?
Yeah, well, he was so freaked out by it. He just didn't. I was like, where do I go? So he went to the police, and they did, like, yeah, can't do anything, buddy. So then he went to the newspaper, and it just took off. And so it became the Solway Firth Spaceman because they could not figure it out. They were freaking out about it. Kodak actually put out a reward for anyone that could disprove that or prove that it was
altered
in any way. No one could do it. Even to this day, no one can do it. Like the lighting, the shadow, everything. It's because they have the negative of it still.
Mm-hmm. This is a film camera?
This is a film
and
camera.
Look at that photo. The spaceman is like appropriately out of focus compared to the subject.
Yeah. Yeah. They've run every single test. And I'm like, yeah, that's a weird story, but like that would be the end of it, right? Wrong.
I was going to say, there's something with the girl, right?
Not with the girl.
Okay. It just seems like he's like, this thing would be like attached, or I would be terrified. I would be like, you're not my daughter.
So this happened, right, in England.
Uh-huh.
A couple days later, in Australia, Woomera. No, I'm just
Woomera.
Woomera. We'll call it Woomera, Australia. They were about to do a test launch of this missile called the Blue Streak missile.
Okay.
And this Blue Streak missile was a nuclear missile, a small nuclear missile that they're going to test. And last minute, they aborted the mission. And what happened was the two men that said abort the mission, they said that there was two people on the launch pad. And when they saw the newspaper of the spaceman, they said those are the two exact people, figures, whatever they are, that we saw on the launch pad.
Oh,
the exact same.
Oh my gosh.
And what's crazy,
and there was no one there, no one else saw them.
No, I mean, people saw them, but the two guys are just like abort.
Yeah, but they just disappeared.
Yeah. And then so they aborted the mission. This Blue Streak missile, which this was during the Cold War era, it was supposed to is a small nuclear bomb that could, you know, if Russia launched something, they would be able to launch back quickly or whatever.
Yeah.
This Blue Streak missile was made at a RAF base in Cumbria, England, the same place where this picture was taken. The missile was made in the same region where this picture of the spaceman was taken.
I don't like that. That's crazy. And this happened a couple days after, you saying?
Days after. It was like 3 days after.
Oh, my gosh.
What in the world? Is this kind of going back to what we're talking about? Just like how those like these weird areas of that just have this darker presence or something?
Yeah, well, that or
like dimensions or.
I mean, you think about every there's so many stories with like our own military and just worldwide of like nuclear, anything nuclear based, like atom bomb, whatever. There's always seems to be like a UFO or alien presence around it. And it just
like
so
that,
happened,
dude.
This picture that was taken with this spaceman that just popped up behind her in the photo were the looked exactly the same as the two men that were on the launch pad for this missile, but this missile was made in the same place where this picture was taken.
Dude, I could never live like a day without thinking about it. If you're the dad, that would eat you alive.
To his deathbed, he's like, this is, it was driving him nuts. He's like, I don't know what this is.
I've never heard about this. Is this the only two instances you've ever heard of the, like, the spaceman, like, being shown?
I think I've heard of it, like, a long time ago, but I didn't really think anything of it. I'm like, oh, that's kind of creepy looking.
It's
but,
something about not seeing the eyes that really scares me. Because I'm like, I don't care if it's an alien.
Well,
but
it's like,
then
it's
an alien. But it's just
you.
Like, what is...
Yeah.
Well,
that's
looks
what
like
I got.
I thought he was looking. Like,
well,
I thought
looks,
that was the mask.
It looks like his back's towards you and his, like, elbows like this. Like, it's like...
That's the impression I get, but then why does he have a visor on the front of it, though? Is that...
Yeah, I don't know.
Or is that the back of the helmet?
Or is it even a spaceman at all? Is it kind of like a actual face?
He's facing us doing the Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, do it! Oh, man, that's scary.
Isn't that insane?
How spooky is that? I mean, like, it's like you would have noticed him. So
yeah.
It's just like, why was the camera able to capture this, but we weren't? But then other people are able to see with their naked eye, right?
Right, yeah.
Or is it something through a lens or
maybe it's through a lens. I'm not sure, but I know that they aborted the mission because they saw these two individuals.
I would be curious to hear what medium they saw through because I wonder if it's dimensional.
Well, the thing with that picture, too, is that he took three pictures in a row of her just like that. So one, two, three. And it was the middle picture where that spaceman popped
up. So only one of them had it.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really scary.
Yeah.
That's really scary.
This is a photo from the 60s or 70s. Just going off on the scary thing. So, the you know the people who do, like, they visit the houses and stuff, like the Conjuring, that couple, Warrens, or whatever they're called. Apparently, they went to the Amityville Horror House.
Right.
And... took photos and they had like things that would just flash.
I don't
want
to see it.
To this day, they say that they took them and the same thing. There was no other people besides adults in this house and they're all downstairs. This photo gets developed and they freak out. And it's like, this is before Photoshop. This is before all that stuff. And apparently it's legit.
That is terrifying.
Why would you ever?
Because I have to live with it. I saw it years ago, and it terrifies me, dude.
That's clearly a little boy or girl.
Yeah,
like there's
and there was nobody, dude. They have a whole documentary about it. It's scary.
Oh my god!
I don't like it.
That whole story is just so horrifying.
You can like even see like the body behind the slats of the stairs, dude.
Yeah.
I just hope that someone's like prayed over that home a lot, and yeah,
or just take it down, right? But that's the thing. It's like,
spirits get to leave?
Yeah. Do they get attached themselves to the actual physical spot on Earth or land or something? It's strange, you know? You know, like you were talking about that yesterday, like with the different, you know, places that are darker and holier or something like that. But I sort of listened to Supernatural. And it's...
The book by Michael Heiser.
Yeah. Pretty good.
It's very good. I encourage everyone to listen to it. It's an amazing book. It's very short.
Yeah.
And I'm glad 4 hours or something.
And it talks about just like as believers, we all should believe the Bible. But if we believe the Bible, we have to believe everything in the Bible. Yeah. And there's a lot of supernatural things that happen. And I love that they point out the story. I love that with Elisha when he opens his eyes about the armies.
Oh, Elijah?
Yeah. No,
was it
Elisha
or Elisha?
Elisha. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And how he was scared. And he prayed that God let him see, and no joke, there were horses and chariots, and it's like hundreds of these legions of angels. And I was like, oh, that's such a dangerous prayer, but it's also like, because if you see something like that for the rest of your life, you are 100%.
I mean, I'd be
never doubting
a lunatic.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like also, but like, what's happening right now? I'd be freaking out. You know, those mothers that get super paranoid that somebody's going to shoot them from outside their house, like hundreds of feet away. Yeah. That's what I'd be thinking about.
Is that a big common fear for a lot of moms at home?
Maybe just women generally, not just mom.
There's a sniper outside.
Did you ever hear about that woman that did have that fear and then it did end up happening to her?
What?
Somebody
no.
just misfired in their neighborhood, like practice shooting, and she, don't laugh, she got shot.
Did she die?
Yes.
Oh.
Take it back.
Oh, jeez.
Take it back.
Jeez.
Dude,
that's, I mean, that's a real fear then
it,
for
it
her.
It is a real fear.
And then, well, and then not it was, for her.
Yeah.
You're a terrible person. What's your problem, Josh?
Speaking of the supernatural, changing the subject, your bestie, what's her face?
I'm gonna
telepathy tapes.
Oh, yeah.
Just film with Joe Rogan. You listen to it?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I started it on the way over here.
Dope.
Fascinating.
It's a fascinating thing. We talked about it before, yeah. The telepathy tapes. Yeah.
Her line to open it up, she's like, telepathy is just the tip of the iceberg of what we discovered with
Whoa.
All this stuff.
See, yeah. we're going somewhere, dude. We are in a different realm of thinking. It's completely crazy. Also, he had the American Primeval guy on there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he just dropped it today. He's the director of American Primeval, because I love it when Joe hardly ever posts anything about his podcast, but then whenever you post about something, you know he's like super in love with it. And he's like, I just started watching American Primeval, and it's incredible.
Yeah. He got like that with a Shogun.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so good. Dude, I'm excited to talk to you guys about this Hawaiian cryptid that I found that actually proves another Bigfoot story.
Wow.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right.
Because Hawaii doesn't really have any big animals, which is crazy. I never thought about that. They don't have any big animals there.
They got elephants.
Sharks.
And bears and giraffes.
Never mind. I guess I was wrong.
So don't hit play on any of these yet. I cut out a bunch of this story. Basically, this dude, he works in a sugar plantation. In Hawaii, all the sugar plantations have become other businesses. And so this dude, like, I think he's on Kauai. He, like, lives up in the mountain. He rides a bike through this old kind of, like, stone wall ruins area. But it's his morning commute every day. And he's going down this road, and he hears over the wall's edge, he just hears voices. And this is, like, everybody kind of, like, flies through, and he's like, it's really weird that there would be someone over in this area. And so he stops and he looks over, and he describes these like human-ish but like 2 to 3 foot tall, makes no sense like what he's looking at, and they're speaking in some language he doesn't understand. And he steps on a twig, they look up, they see him, and just disappear into the jungle.
What are they?
They're called menehune, and I'm not Hawaiian and never lived there, so I probably just said that slightly wrong, but it's spelt exactly like that. Basically, all over Polynesia, there are these stories of these. They're like pranksters. And Expanded Perspectives has stories about a Native American version that like steals stuff from camps and stuff like that. But they're also known as craftsmen. So this is like a side tangent. There's another story of a guy who's like cave exploring, and then he realizes he's like, no one goes out here. Barely anyone's in shape enough to get out to like where he is. And then he sees his stride is about 2 foot at a casual pace, and he looks down, and he said a footprint, like a set of footprints the size of what I would call like a 2 to 3 year old, literally half the stepping of mine. And he's in this cave, and out of the cave wall way back is this like stone bench and like some other fixings that only make sense for someone who is hobbit size, we'll say that.
Yeah.
And so, hey, we're going back to Tolkien. He might have been on something. But anyway, so yeah, this other story, the guy hears a voice, and then they ask him, can you like describe for us what the voices sound like? And so the first clip that I want you guys to play is the one.
The bluish looking one?
Yes, the blue.
Oh, I had to see that thing again.
All right, you ready? 3, 2, 1.
And it was very unusual language. As I was listening, my mountain bike snapped the twig. The minute they heard that snap, they stopped talking. Then I was thinking, it could be menehunes.
What did you hear? Like, can you do it a little bit of it?
It's, all right. It sounds ridiculous, right? But then as I'm watching this clip, and this has nothing to do with Bigfoot. This has nothing to do with anything else. He's just telling the story. And like, imagine being asked to make that sound. Like, you'd be like, I'm going to feel really dumb making the sound. Probably has no idea. Play the next clip. Blurry Creatures talks about this all the time. We've talked about this before, but tell me this isn't the same creature.
Two of them across the
I'll cut it down. You guys remember this?
Yes, here it sounds.
same movement right through there.
Guys,
that sounded very similar to
also
his.
Realizing I cut out the wrong section of the Sierra sounds, but there's a section where they're like going much, it's going much more rapid. They sounds like the same thing.
Yeah.
But so like when you have, you're in Hawaii, wherever the Sierra sounds happen, Sierra Nevada.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. Makes sense. But you're so far apart. They're saying this is tall Bigfoot creatures. They're saying these other things. But then what you actually have is like this genetic hypothetical, like, you know, you got Chihuahuas and Great Danes. Like, why, if these are actual biological beings, it's kind of crazy that it could be a similar method of communication between different.
Yeah,
different,
it's obviously a very
species.
Distinct sound. Mm-hmm. Like, so, like, you can't just, like, there. I mean, you could make a million languages made up and it would not sound the same because.
Right.
But
we know so little of what's happening.
Yeah. We totally do. 100%. Like, it's everywhere, dude.
What do you guys think about inner Earth?
Inner Earth?
Yeah.
Like what's actually underneath Earth's crust?
Like do you think there's a whole basically other subterranean civilization world in inner Earth?
I've actually never thought about it.
It consumes my head. Anytime I see a video of someone throwing a rock down a cave and you just never hear the thing like.
Yeah, you look at the Mariana Trenches and like how deep it goes, and we have all these cave systems and all this stuff. Like,
well,
there's
think about
surely
the
somewhere.
Cave systems, the missing 401.
Yeah,
a lot of UFO sightings around caves. A lot of talks about giants going into caves.
I think about LA's tunnels from way back, but then why are the aquifers being allowed to dry up? Like, what are they trying to move from one underground area to another using the aquifer to transport stuff?
Yeah,
like that stuff messes with
head. That underground highway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so scared right now.
And like, what?
You guys have no idea.
What better way?
Scared.
What better way to like deter people than to be like, oh, the middle's. It's like a theory, but the middle is.
Well, think.
Melted,
I mean, just
rock.
Like the cryptid creature, like those little hobbit
Menehune.
People, Menehune.
Yeah.
And like Bigfoot, all that stuff. Like, it would make sense if there was a like place where they could. If there was like these creatures living in this other place.
Well, and, don't they say? Doesn't it say in the Bible that they come up out of the earth?
Yeah.
But but even like the biological necessity to have, or like lack of necessity for skin that can handle the sun, and the necessity for large eyes because you're in this dark underground.
What's their food source? People.
Well, I got an inner earth story.
Let's go.
The Green Children of Woolpit.
I don't want to hear anything else.
I got the gist.
It's been one after another after another.
The Green Children of Woolpit. This story's crazy.
Let's hear it, baby. Let's go. Let's get scary.
This happened in the 12th century, so 1100 AD.
Why are we doing that, by the way? Match them up.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Make it make sense to me. I guess I don't know.
But then it gets more confusing when like, oh, it's the 14th century BC. And it's like, okay, it's reversed. You know, it gets so confusing.
Yeah.
But the Green Children of Woolpit, this happened in England in the 12th century.
Okay.
There is this small town called Woolpit in Suffolk, England. Mm. And there's these villagers out doing their farm and stuff. And all of a sudden, these two small children walk up to them with green skin, clothes that they have never recognized before, like very strange-looking clothing, and speaking in a language they've never heard before. And they're like, what is happening right now?
Mm-hmm.
And they clearly looked malnourished, like they're very skinny, feeble-looking. And so they started just offering them food, and they were refusing to eat anything until they saw, what was it that they ate?
Raw noodles.
It was basically these raw beans that they saw like in a basket or something. They saw these raw beans and they
like
went over there.
Hard raw beans.
And they went over there and just started devouring these beans.
Protein.
And people were like, what in the world? Who are these kids?
Yeah.
And they... Unfortunately, the boy. So there was an older sister and a younger brother. The younger brother was so whatever that he ended up dying. And the little girl, they were able to eventually get her to start learning English. She started eating their food, they said. And then she was able to, with English, recount where she came from.
Oh my gosh.
And she said that where she came from was this place where it was green everywhere. So it says, the children described their homeland as a place where everything had a green hue, the plants and the sky, even the people themselves. It was as if the world existed under a green-tinted veil, casting a surreal glow over everything. And it said, the sky was never fully dark nor brightly lit. Instead, their world was bathed in an eternal twilight, the sun never rising above the horizon, shadows long and soft, and the light had a dreamlike quality. And they said that there was this river that they had to pass because they heard these. So how they got into this world, if you call it, mm-hmm. was that they heard these bells, and there's this river that they would have. They had to pass, and there was this giant cave, and they walked through the cave, and then they were like, "We're in this world with different color, and there's a sun and a blue sky."
Yeah,
how crazy!
And that's like pretty much the end of the story.
It ends there.
It ends there, and but it has. So it was written in, or it was talked about in the, this happened in the 1100s. It was written by these two historians at the time that were very credible, like writing about all English history and whatnot. And they wrote about these two children. But this girl ended up growing up. She got baptized and just moved on with her life.
That's awesome.
Yeah, as we all do.
Yeah.
So this girl's literally across the River Styx.
Yeah, maybe. But it's, I mean, it sounds like an inner earth kind of thing.
Yeah.
So she, and she just maintained her green hue, or did she eventually tan up or something?
No, they said that the more she ate, her green hue went away.
Dude, what exists deep in a lot of caves and waters? Bioluminescence.
Interesting.
It is very alien-like how that all works. Just bioluminescence stuff like that, especially in the ocean.
But what was crazy, a couple hundred years later, in the 19th century, so 1800s,
okay,
in Baños, Spain.
El Baño.
It was like word for word of the story that happened in England. Two children, boy and a girl, they said that they came from this land where everything was green. Same thing, the boy died, the girl lived. But this story was so not talked about. Like, it just, like, went off, like, because it, I forget how they explained it. It was, like, during the Age of Enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
So any, like, supernatural weird story, they're just like,
get out of here, kid.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the same scenario. They talked about, they went through a cave. They talk about this river. They talk about their sun is different and everything's green. We're all green. They only eat plants in their world. And it's just like, That happened in the 1800s.
Hundreds of years later, and it's matching up. Golly, man. So, could you imagine a world like that? Like, it's,
yeah. Both speaking different languages. No one knows. Even to this day, they don't know what language they're speaking.
Yeah. And so they don't have a sun, so that would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're getting light.
What is
something?
What's heating up the magma that comes out of a volcano? And I'm sure there's a scientist that can answer that directly, but there has to be an internal heat source.
Pressure.
A physician that can answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. This is all just so mysterious to me.
Moon eyed children, dude.
Yeah.
They're all these stories.
The moon eyed children, the grays, the kids.
Ugh. Big eyes, little bodies. I mean, what would a human with pale skin with a green, like a weird green tinge from bioluminescence, what would that look like in the night? You'd call it gray.
I would call that, get away from my house.
But I mean, you look at all the art that we have from aliens.
Green or gray.
Yeah.
They claim that the place where they came from was called St. Martin's.
That's what they said?
Yeah, St. Martin's.
Isn't that an island in the Caribbean?
It is, yeah.
Now we got to figure this out. St. Martin's. What's the significance behind St. Martin's?
You know what
Martin's?
We should do is just plan a vacation there.
Go to St. Martin's?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Lily, I will go on that trip. I will go to Hollow Earth.
Spooky.
Just go down any river into a cave.
Find a dope Airbnb.
Isn't it a funny concept to think of, like, why they're moving into the aquifers and stuff is maybe they have, like, a civilization and they don't have storage? I don't have anywhere to put this couch.
Yeah. Yeah, they just need space.
Yeah.
Feng shui reasons.
I'm going to read this because this is actually written kind of cool of like how they came into our world. It says, so they were, I'll just read it. The children recalled a day when they were tending their family's livestock near the edge of their world. they heard a loud mechanical noise unlike anything they had experienced before. Drawn by curiosity, they followed the sound to a cave where a strange light pulsed from within. The light seemed to bend reality, causing the air to shimmer and distort. As they moved closer, the ground felt soft and unstable, and the light became blinding. Suddenly, they felt the sensation of falling, followed by cool air and bright sunlight, the stark contrast to their world of shadows. They found themselves lost and frightened, surrounded by strange people who spoke unintelligible words. The landscape was alien, the sky harshly bright, and their green skin marked them as outsiders.
Wow, yeah. well written.
Thanks.
The alien
you did
it.
That?
I did, through ChatGPT.
ChatGPT.
ChatGPT, yeah.
It's the Japanese version of ChatGPT.
ChatGPT. Yeah.
That kind of reminds me of Dark, how they go in that cave and it transports them back into time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
so I'm telling you, I really think there's something to inner earth.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know, man. Like, that's the thing is we just don't know what's down there.
What about that? It's that cave in Africa that, or was it? No, it's China. I think it's China. It was discovered not long ago. And I mean, it goes down miles.
Oh my gosh.
But there's a part to it to where it's literally like the sun shines through it. And they said that they discovered trees and plants that they've never known existed.
It's like a whole ecosystem.
A whole ecosystem with animals living in there. But I mean, it's miles.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. There's so much wonder in this world. I'm so, so mysterious.
It's crazy.
Yeah. How many miles to the center of the earth?
Good question.
Like, how big is the Earth?
21?
I'm getting 21? I'm seeing a 2 and a 1. I'm so sorry.
Also, when they say we've never have successfully gone through Earth's crust.
Yeah.
And that's the smallest part, right?
That's why I feel dumb when I said, like who knows? I'm like, there's going to be somebody like, we know, obviously.
Well,
you guys.
We've done it.
But so. It's like, I mean, how? I mean, like, that's really kind of a crazy thing.
4,000 miles, approximately.
Dang!
To the center?
The radius, 4,000
miles. Okay, so 8,000. I mean, yeah. So 4, yeah. Okay.
4,000 divided by 2 times 6.8. Oh. 18th century. No.
Dominoes.
Anyways.
Dynamos.
Yo, that's all I got.
That's so scary. I want to go to the center of the earth so bad, man.
But guess what?
With a robot.
On Patreon, I want to show you this creature, a video of this creature that is so terrifying to look at.
Why?
Okay, cool.
Why?
Just drop in the group chat with all the
because
other
because we're doing the spooky stuff.
Oh my
spooky,
gosh.
Spooky.
Patreon.com/ninjas are butterflies. Go there now where we do an extra half episode weekly. You get early access to episodes. You get discounts on merch, which we are doing.
Big
something
news.
Something amazing.
Big news.
Regarding Ninjas or Butterflies merch coming very soon. So
this month,
if you come onto Patreon, you'll be the first to hear about it.
Yes, yes, yes. And we have a lot of behind the scenes footage. But if you need just a little, maybe one or two shirts from us, get SundayCoolSwag.com. Boom. If you start on Patreon, you get discount codes for that. But if you need shirts for your business, your company, your church, whatever, go to SundayCool.com. And we personally here at the company that we work at, we will take care of you.
Yes.
Promise.
And make sure to subscribe to our YouTube, follow us on Spotify and Apple, whatever you listen to us on.
Comment about Lily's shirt.
Yes. And
leave us a review. Please.
Yeah. 5 stars, baby. Please. It really helps. Truly helps. And like the video. That also helps.
Yeah. Do everything you can.
Our last episode, we got a huge boost. And I think it's because of you guys.
Boost.
Yeah.
And we're just glad. We just want to literally just have the biggest community possible just to have fun with. Like, let's just keep growing this thing. Let's have fun with it.
Yeah, baby.
Love you guys.
All right, we'll see you on Patreon.
See you later.
Bye.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's creatures.
Has an empty your mind.
You learn martial arts.
All right.
looking skin children coming from inner earth, and they're gonna eat your beans.
Robots in your home better run faster. They're gonna eat your face, then they'll take you down to Middle Earth.
Have you seen the spaceman? He's in the picture. He looks scary. He likes nuclear vessels.
Run for your life. Don't look in my eyes. We are ninjas, are right or lying. Do you have to make the noise with the shooting? Because I mean, we can.
Now it's gonna be weird with that.
No, it's gonna be perfect.
Okay. All right.